What's up, guys? Welcome back to my first episode of FS News. Today, I will be going over all the brand new things in the mod hub today. So be sure to stay tuned because I will be going more in depth over them after I tell you all of them. So our first, here's the list. Crone Swadger 900 by White Bull Modding. Homemade Small Trailer by Tom Sky and Pyser PL, I think is how you pronounce it. Agrol 575 Brazil by Conta Comingo Modding and a bunch of other things. West EP and End Dump Pack by Carl Farms. West Semi Trailer Dolly by Carl Farms. Subsoiler Lizard 5 Rods by Conta Comingo Modding. Old Grain Storages Pack by Camilo's 0397. Concrete Block Garage by Kafar. I think is how you pronounce it once again. Lies, I will get wrong. Lizard Music Menges, I think is how you pronounce it, by BG Modding. MR by Holes FS. Segway by FS Modding. Meridia 200 by JA Modding and Agro Tohono. I think is how you pronounce it. And here are your updates. Pallets High Shelf Storage by Zodal Zocket. I think is how you pronounce it. Lizard TV T35 by Farm Sim World and FS Modding. And Garden Decking and Pool by ABP Ben M Mods, APBAD, and so forth. So yeah, be sure to stay tuned for the rest. I will be going more in depth right after this. All right, the first thing on the list was the Crone Swadro by White Bull Modding. So this is a windrower Crone Swadro, and it can be used for big to medium surfaces. It has adaptable component that allows you to work on uneven surfaces. Its price in the game shop is $25,700. Its max required working speed is 20 kph. Its required power is 55 horsepower, and its working width is 9 meters. It is manufactured by Crone, category Windrowers, author White Bull Modding, version 1.0 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. So looking at these images, it looks pretty cool, and in here it says it is one of the top mods on this. So congratulations to White Bull Modding on that. Our next thing on the list is the Homemade Small Trailer. Its price is $5,500 in the game store. Its category is trailers and capacity 2,000 to 2,500 liters. Capacity using the capacity configuration. It's manufactured by Lizard, category trailers, author Tom Sky, and Piker PL, I don't know how to pronounce that. Version 1.0 being released for PC, Mac, PS4, and PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. Please, can't believe I said PC, Mac, PS4, and more. Oh, that's depressing. English is hard, okay? You can't say you've never made a mistake with English. Our next thing on the list is the Agrail 575 Brazil. Its price is £22,370 in game money. Power is 75 horsepower, max speed 31 kph, and rice tire option, silver and red color options. Manufactured by Agrol, category small tractors, author Conta Comingo Modding, Farm Centro Sol, I think. Version 1.0 for PC and Mac only. This tractor does look, I think, amazing. To the modders who made that, please, 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 please make that, make another version of that for Xbox. Because, I mean, PC, you get all the mods, so quit being so selfish. West EP and Dump Pack is the next on our list. This bulk trailer pack includes three different size trailers with capacities ranging from 45,000 liters to 105,000 liters. It is also possible to link up multiple trailers to make massive road trains. The EP short for external post design, is to reduce sidewall deflection by interlocking the top rail with the sidewall posts. The optional lift axles are to distribute the load when the trailer is full to reduce wear of the roads. Its design configurations are box tarp and rim colors. And if you want to read more about this, you can. There is about a billion other things you can read about it. Its manufacturer is West. Its category is in trailers, author Carl Farms. And it is out for 1.0, version 1.0 for PC and Mac only. Our next thing on the list here is the West Semi-Trailer Dolly. I'm guessing you can pretty much guess who made it, but it's by Carl Farms. A fully customizable dolly with four different wheel options, single or dual axle options, wheel cover options, and is completely color customizable. Okay, leave me alone. English is hard. And customizable. Ah, this dolly also includes the first ever lockable fifth wheel hitch on Farming Simulator. This function makes reversing trailers easier. To lock the dolly, disconnect the trailer from the dolly and select the dolly and fold it, then reconnect the trailer. The indicated light on the dolly base will let you know when the dolly is locked. Repeat the steps to unlock the dolly. Its base price is $5,000 in shop. Color selectable body, wheel covers, and rims. Single or dual axle, wheel cover, and mud flap options. Mud flap decals on and off. A-frame drawbar or straight drawbar. Optional brake and reversing lights. Manufactured by West. Category Dollies, author Carl Farms, version 1.0 for PC and Mac only. Our next item on our list is the Subsoiler Lizard 5 Rods by Conta Comigo Modding. I'm sorry if I messed up your name again. Its price is £7,000. Its max working speed is 12 kmh. Its required working power is 75 horsepower. Its working width is 1/1.56 meters. And you can plow fields with this. Looking at it, it looks pretty good. I think it'd be something you'd probably use for more smaller farms. But anyways, manufactured by Lizard, category Subsoilers, author Conta Comigo Modding. It is in version 1.0 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. But looking at it, it looks like it would not be something you would use for your really big farms. It'd be something more for, like, survival challenge. Stuff like that. Our next thing on our list is the Old Grain Storages Pack. Grain storage pack in old Europe style. 14 by 37 meters. Price, £32,000 to £40,000. Daily upkeep is 35 pounds season ready. It is manufactured by Lizard, category Objects, author Camilos0397. It is being released version 1.0 for PC, Mac, and PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. I'm looking at the pictures right now, guys. I would totally get this mod if I was you guys. Be sure to go check this one out. It looks absolutely amazing. Congratulations to Camilos0397. Absolutely beautiful mod, man. I admire your work. It looks amazing. Our next thing on the list is the Concrete Block Garage by KFAR. I think that's how you pronounce it. Concrete Block Garage, price £20. It may be 20,000 pounds and he misplaced the decimal, but hey. It says 20 pounds on here, in-game. Upkeep is 15 pounds per day, season's ready. It is manufactured by Lizard, category Object, author KFAR Modding. Not KFAR Modding, KFAR only. 1.0 PC, it is being released version 1.0 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. Another good-looking mod, guys, and if it's If it's a $20, if it's $20 in game, hell yeah. Heck yes, I'm buying it. I said help, yes. I did not say the HE double hockey sticks. Don't say I did. I know who you are, so don't say it. Leave me alone. Oh god, I got so off topic. Sorry, guys. Our next item on the list is the Lizard Music Menges. This is a loader. This transport loader comes from our town production. Can carry logs. Price, 2,500 pounds. Its manufacturer is Lizard Music Menges. Category, MISC. Miscellaneous. Oh, my God. Author, BG Modding. And it is being released version 1.0 for PC, Mac, PS4. PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. So, guys, I have made it through, I think, yeah, about halfway through. So I'm going to take a quick break, guys. Be sure to stay tuned. I'm going to go on over all the rest right after this. All right, guys, I am back from my quick break. I just was starting to lose my English right there. So I had to take a break so I could talk again. So yeah, guys, thanks for keep on listening all the way through. Appreciate you guys who listened all the way through and who didn't skip through. Please don't skip through just listen to the commercials, because I could use the money so I could get better equipment so I sound better on this. And so you don't hear a bunch of background noise. Anyways, our next thing is the MR. It is a grazing brush cutter. Required power is 80 horsepower, and in-game price is 15,000 pounds. Looking at this mod, guys, this is something I would totally download today if I could, but I'm grounded. Anyways, it is manufactured by Lizard, category mowers. Author, Holes FS. I think is how you pronounce it. If I misspell your name, guys, let me know if you can. It is being released 1.0 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. This is definitely a mod I would highly recommend. I mean, I think it looks beautiful. Congratulations to Holes FS. I think it's amazing. Oh my god. I think I've seen everything now. Our next thing on the list is the Segway. I've seen hoverboards. I've seen some other crazy stuff like that in Farming Simulator, but I mean, I'm going to download it, but I think I've seen everything on Farming Simulator. It's basically a freaking hoverboard with, like, a hoverboard and a scooter had a baby. Oh, God. The Lizard Segway weighs 97 kilograms. Price, $2,000 in-game. Speed, 25 kmh. And brand is Lizard. Is manufactured by Lizard, category miscellaneous. Authors is FS Modding. So, and it is being released version 1.0 to PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. I'm probably going to download it, but oh my god. Oh, I can say I've seen everything now, and if someone comes up with something crazier than that, send me a link to it, and I will fully cover it and give you a shout out, because I've seen everything now. Anyways, the Meridia 200. Price for it is 51,000 pounds in game. Working width is 5 meters. Needed power is 180 horsepower. Pantographic system. 11 lines of 45 centimeter spacing articulated. That's what it said. Oh, I thought it said agriculture related. I was like, what? Working speed is 9.3 miles per hour. Tandem price is 15,000 pounds. So yeah. And then changelog 2.0, because this is an update, is they added a tandem to join two planters. Manufactured by Lizard, category planters, by JA Modding and Agrotonho, I think is how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if I messed it up. This is being released version 2.0 to PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. This is priced on, I'll be downloading too. I mean, I love mods. I mean, if Farming Simulator is probably the second most modded one. Oh no, in the freaking intro I messed that up. Meridia is updated, it's not new. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Sorry. Our next thing on the list is the Pallets High Shelf Storage Update. This mod brings two warehouses into play, one warehouse without a script, in which pallets can be stored manually. The second has a script for the storage of AgraZ products. Warehouse without a script, building cost is $21,200. That's crazy. I'll let you guys go through all that because there's a lot of other stuff too. And this is being manufactured by AgraZ, category farm buildings. Author Zotal Zocket, I think that's how you pronounce it. Version 1.1.0.0.1 for PC and Mac only. Our next mod on the list is the Lizard TVT-35. TVT-35 is multicolor brand lizard price. $18,500, changelog 1.0.1, added wheel options, updated base colors, game, manufactured by Lizard, category low loaders, author Farm Sim World and FS Modding, version 1.0.1 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. This is probably another one that I will be downloading tonight. Well, I can't download that tonight. I wonder why, because I'm grounded. Thanks, Mom. I know there's probably some of you who are like, you child. Our final thing on the list is the Garden Decking and Pool. Garden Decking and Pool. To relax on after a long farming day, this garden decking will cost you $600 with a daily upkeep of 10. And you can now put a cover on the pool. You can now put a cover over the pool triggered by the pool ladder. And you can now drain and refill the water too from the pool. Triggered by the hose pipe. It's manufactured by Lizard, category farm buildings, author ABP Ben M Modding, ABP Adub Modding, being released version 1.1 for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. If there was anything I didn't mention that you guys wanted to see, be sure to let me know on the online part. So, yeah, I want to know what you guys want to hear about, tips and tricks, all kinds of stuff. So, you guys know I always like to end this with one tip or trick. And this first tip is going to be one of my favorite ways to how to make money. What you want to do, and this goes for all places, I mean, unless you're using cheating games, which you can download. This is a cheat way to do it, but if you are... like some people I know who refuse to download mods, you think it's cheating, you think it's not part of the game. Here's what I gotta tell you. So if you do want to cheat your way through, get the government subsidy sign. It gives you $150,000, I believe, per hour. It's crazy. Without seasons. I don't know what other things have to play into it, but anyways. One way to do it, this is one of my favorite ways, is to flip and sell the land. What you need to do is you need to take out a loan if necessary. Buy a piece of land that needs to be harvested. Harvest all of the stuff with your equipment. Sell the crop, and then you sell the land. And you have just flipped the land, and then the land will be cultivated and all that for you. And then you just buy and sell and flip all kinds of land. You will make money extremely fast. So be sure to keep that in mind because that is a helpful tip to know. So, yeah, that is going to wrap up our episode today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode. See you then, guys. Bye-bye.